Construction continued frantically during the opening ceremony. More than 800 students from the United States, Canada, Spain, and Germany are competing. They came to the U.S. Capitol to showcase the latest in green technology and solar energy as part of the U.S. government's 2009 solar decathlon. The contest rewards the most attractive, energy-efficient, solar-powered house built by the students. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu's opening remarks contained a pep talk for students, as well as a dose of reality on energy consumption.
In the United States, roughly 40% of the energy in the United States goes into buildings, either commercial or residential buildings. And it just so happens that roughly around the world, that fraction is still about the same.
The 20 teams were chosen 2 years ago through a competitive process. Team Spain presented its project, the Black and White House. The solar panels on the roof tilt to follow the sun during the day. They sit on a pyramid that allows easy movement. Professor Giuseppe Adel from Universidad Politécnica de Madrid explains.
What makes the roof tilt is a pneumatic system with a motor that pulls some cables and that is programmed to turn with the daylight.
Adel says the vertical panels on the facade of the house are also solar receptors, which turn manually, according to the sun's location. He says the house can produce enough energy to be self-sufficient. Cornell University in New York State is participating for the third time, with 150 students. Theirs is the only circular house inspired by the shape of a silo. Chris Werner is Cornell's team leader.
The house is entirely solar powered. We generate all of our hot water and heating from the solar evacuated tubes that you see behind me right now. We have 40 General Electric photovoltaic panels on top of our roof, so we have an 8 kilowatt system. It's plenty to generate all the power we need for the entire house.
Werner says the students hope the panels will produce more energy than the house needs, so they can sell electricity back to the grid. The solar decathlon evaluates 10 different elements ranging from architecture to engineering, comfort, and marketability. The exhibit continues through October 18th. For producer Zulima Palacio, Deborah Block, VOA News.